So Brian Armstrong is up next, and so Brooke is here to present that. That's item number six.
Green is good, right? Or red?
I would think green.
Green is on.
Traffic light. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Welcome to another exciting presentation of our year-end audit. With me, I have Brooke Baird, partner of Brian Armstrong. Brian Armstrong has been CSER's auditor for many, many years. She herself has 30-something, 20-something odd years with the company.
21 years.
10.
I'm not at 30 yet, but thank you, Henry.
Yeah. She's been a partner for 2 years, and so we work very closely over the 3-4 month engagement, going over the results of 12/31, December 31st, and it prepares a document that you have as part of your agenda called the ACFR, Annual Comprehensive Financial Report. But alongside of that, there's reports that are required from Brian Armstrong to the board about internal control, any recommendations, any kind of findings. So having that, I'll let you take it from there.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As Henry mentioned, my name is Brooke Baird, and I'm the engagement partner that is responsible for your audit. I'd like to welcome all the new audit committee members. This will be just a taste of what you get to enjoy 2 additional times per year. We do meet for an entrance and then an exit. This year, we did exit in June with the audit committee after the board meeting in June. So.
Hold the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to make room for my laptop earlier.
I know. They need to get pretty close to work well.
Okay, thank you. On your screen, you'll see an agenda, what we'll be covering today during my presentation. I'll be going over things that we discussed at the audit committee meeting, and then I'll go over the individual audit reports. As I said, in June, I did a more detailed presentation with the audit committee. During that time, I did discuss the purpose of the audit process. We went over the significant audit areas, certain procedures that I would be performing, and then I also went over in detail the draft of the audit reports. So the four reports that I'll be going over today are under the number 2 heading, and first up is the independent auditor's report. This report is included in the ACFR, so it is available easily for public viewing. This is the primary report that people review when they do go to the ACFR. This is the report where we give our opinion. As you can see, the very top 2 paragraphs are the audit opinion paragraphs. Like in prior years, you did receive an unmodified opinion. This is the highest opinion that you can receive. It is a clean opinion. What it basically states is that the reader of the ACFR can rely on the information contained within. Just to highlight a couple other, we also note our basis of opinion. And in detail, in the independent auditor's report, we are responsible of going over responsibilities of management for the financial statements, and then the auditor's responsibilities for the audit of the financial statements. The other three reports are contained in a separate packet. You'll see them on your screen here shortly. The first one up is the required communication to the Board of Retirement and the Audit Committee in accordance with professional standards. As we know, we are in constant communication with management and the employees of CSERA as we work through our audit, but we are required to give a summary of areas that we think that the board would be interested in, discussing areas that you might want to focus on in the ACFR, so we highlight those, and then we also just give a brief summary under certain headings of how the audit went. So under significant audit matters, you will note that in the current year, we implemented 2 new standards. I'll make this a little larger on your screen. The first is statement number 102, certain risk disclosures and governmental, and the other one is GASB 103, which is the financial reporting model improvements. GASB 102 did not have an effect on your financial statements, but we did disclose within the ACFR that we did review the standard and make sure that no changes had to be made to the ACFR. And that is something that the county will be looking at during their audit to make sure that that's disclosed. The other standard is GASB 103, and what that did was primarily redesign your management discussion and analysis section of the Act for your MD&A. What GASB did here was create a more standard template that MD&A needs to follow along with discussion on budget topics. After that, we highlight areas of estimates, note disclosures that we want the board to focus on when they're reviewing the ACFR. We note that there was no difficulties encountered in performing the audit. There were no misstatements that resulted as that were detected during our audit procedures. We had no disagreements with management. And one area I do like to highlight for the board is that we always do remind that management does take ownership over the financial statements by signing a management representation letter. The next report is our independent auditor's report on internal control over financial reporting and on compliance and other matters. This is where we would highlight if we noted any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies as a result of our audit procedures, and there were none. So it is a very standard letter, very clean letter. And the last report is our agreed upon conditions report. This is where we would do the third step down of audit finding. These are areas that we recommend there be improvement. In the current year, there were no findings, but one thing that we are required to report on is provide an update of the prior year. And so you'll note here on this page that our prior year recommendation, management provided a response in prior year, and then at the very bottom, the current year audit status notes that they did implement, they did do what they said they were going to do and address those concerns. Does anyone have any questions regarding any of the reports that I covered or any areas of the ACFR? So hearing none, I would like to thank management of SACERA. They're always so welcoming to work with. They're very on top of things. During our insurance, we always go over what we call the critical dates list, which always outlines everything that both parties have to accomplish to get us to this point. And this is one of the best clients that we have. We're always right on our target, sometimes even ahead. So I just want to thank Henry and his team for all their help, Christina, all the various departments that we work with. And I would like to give a special thanks to Lori Epstein. She's going to be retiring at the end of this month. She's been with SACERA for quite a few years. I don't know if Henry's going to say anything, so sorry. But Lori, the Brown Armstrong team absolutely adores Lori. She's so good at her job. She keeps everything moving. She's always right on top of everything she's doing. And I just wanted to give her a big sign of appreciation that she will be missed during next year's audit. Any questions? If none, then...
I would add that the nicest words you can ever hear after you have an outside audit is clean opinion.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's something that I always look for in my past life and this life too. Kind of nice to have.
Thank you, Brooke. I just would like to add that, you know, getting this is a big challenge. We had the aftermath of a system implementation. So working alongside that and keeping on track with the critical deadlines, handing information to our actuary, extracting information from our GL, from our new system, the combination of moving parts made this particular engagement a thrill. But we got it done, and the end result, as Jerry pointed out, is a clean opinion. But I also want to give another little shout out to another deliverable that we work on. In addition to the ACFR is about 108 pages. There's a lot of legalese, oddities, information that's there. You've heard terms like the MD&A. By the way, that stands for Management Discussion and Analysis. And so the governing boards, GFOA and GASB, is working hard to make all this language more concise, more summarized. And there's another document that maybe some of the board members are aware of. It's called the Popular Annual Financial Report, nicknamed PAFR. We also put it on our website, and we send it out to all our members. And I have a prelim version of this, but it's on our website. And this is only 12 pages instead of 108 pages. that it summarizes all the important ingredients from the ACFR. Thank you, sir. You're ready to go. Right. Well, you've had the big version, right? And I know you're going to read it page to page and you're going to quiz us. I hope that. But the PAPR is designed to summarize, and it also gives highlights to certain ingredients that the average person with who knows how much financial background would be able to gain from going through the audit report, plan assets, average benefit check, all our deliverables. We're very proud about the impact we do to the community, to the county of Contra Costa. Our payrolls, a big chunk of it comes back in the community. So please take a look at it, go through it. But I just wanted to give a plug that the combination of those two also gets done. But thank you very much for your work this year, and we look forward to next year.
It starts shortly, in a few months.
About a week later.
No. We do have somewhat of a healthy break here. We have about a six-month break. It is a quick turnaround from start to finish. So.
Oh, it feels like it turns around that fast to me.
Yeah.
Better place to say that.
February for the audit committee, so.
Clean opinion. That's a key word. There you go.
Good words.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Brooke.
You're good. You're good.